This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. More than 315,000 people have died globally from COVID-19, and there are now more than 4.7 million confirmed infections. In the United States, the hardest hit country, there are nearly 90,000 virus-related deaths and almost 1.5 million confirmed infections. The World Health Organization Assembly is being held virtually for the first time ever due to the coronavirus pandemic. The head of the WHO said an independent evaluation of the global coronavirus response would be launched as soon as possible, and China backed such a review. China's president told the Assembly the country supports, quote, a comprehensive evaluation, end quote, of the global response to the coronavirus pandemic after it has been brought under control. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said the event is one of the most important since the organization's being founded in 1948. Russia's prime minister said Monday growth of new COVID-19 cases has been stopped in Russia. He told a government meeting the situation in regard to spread of the coronavirus remains difficult, but claims the country has put a stop to the growth of infections. Russia has recorded the world's largest number of infections after the United States. Greeks flocked to the seaside when more than 500 beaches reopened and thousands returned to church Sunday. A ban on mass gatherings eased after weeks of staying indoors. Honduras on Sunday extended its blanket curfew for a week. The curfew, first imposed in mid-March, has been extended 8 times as the government attempts to avoid overwhelming the health system. For more on these and other stories related to COVID-19 or just the day's news, please visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. biotech firm Moderna reported positive interim results Monday in the first clinical test of its vaccine against the new coronavirus. The vaccine, performed on 45 volunteers, appeared to produce an immune response in 8 people who received it. The response is of the same magnitude as that observed in people convalescing from the virus, the company said. The complete results of the phase 1 test, the first in the development of a vaccine, were not yet known. The head of the European Union's Medicines Agency said an initial authorization for U.S. pharmaceutical company Gilead's remdesivir as a COVID-19 treatment could be granted in coming days. Amid signs former President Barack Obama will get more active during campaign season, U.S. President Donald Trump is lashing out. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
In 2 weekend online addresses to Congress,